This is the Commissioners Court, Friday, February the 15th, 2008, regular session. If you'll join me for a few moments of silence, then we will stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Our first item on the agenda is a public comment. At this time, we would welcome anyone who would like to speak to the court. Yes, ma'am.
I live in East Mountain on private road, 158, private road 072. And I'm having trouble with Mike Chandler. And he wants to shut it. He's off in off. That's fine, because I'll never go across it again. But I don't want his people across it either. Nothing is public. Nothing.
Okay.
Judge, this has to do with that
and
private road issue
I want
up there.
Permission. I told Miss Cliff. He told me for Christmas what he'd do. Said he would keep Miss Cliff from her private property, her entrance to her property. Her mother bought it years ago. At one time, I owned that. But it's not large enough for a restaurant school. Anything. I mean, it's not large enough. Right away, they park out in Portage and yesterday they were full. You couldn't got through that drive to my drive to save you. And I want permission to shut it off or put me a gate up and let Miss Cliff people have. I want it chained, and I want them to have the only key. I have a key, or whatever it takes.
Okay.
All of that, and they've been pretty good, as far as I know, until Monday.
Okay.
And you want me to say what I've seen?
Have you? Okay.
So this has to do with the Ranch Cafe out there in East Mountain, and the private road that runs to the south of there, behind there, and runs in front of Miss Salter's house. This is Miss Jimmy Salter from East Mountain. And the problem is that he's built that cafe out there and using the road that used to be
private road.
Right.
My husband established it as a private road early in the 90s. The reason I remember, because October of 1990, we were down to Veterans Hospital, and that's when they told him that he would have a limited time period, and that's when I left him February the 3rd in 91.
Mr. Chambers out there sending us, I know I received a letter, I think everybody received a letter, possibly you received a letter, telling that as of February the 1st, I believe was the date he gave, he was going to close off that Porce Road and help stop the traffic that's going by Miss Salter's house out there, and this hasn't happened yet. So she's got 18-wheel trucks, or bobtail trucks that are coming in there and delivering supplies, and it's disturbing her out there. And
she's 18-wheelers.
She would like for Mr. Rankin.
Mine's just filled. My gas and water comes from 1844, from across that drive. And I didn't think about it. My sister said, you know, that all that traffic will do something nice.
But this being on what's designated as a private road right now, you know, we really don't have any authority to address anything, I believe. I believe it's going to be between the cafe owner and the landowners out there, And, you know, like I said in his letter, he was going to close the road off on February the 1st to accommodate Ms. Salter. And evidently that's not taking place here. So whatever you can recommend to Ms. Salter this time.
Before it ever started, I walked down there and told you. I said, Mike, it's not large enough to pay anything off. So just as soon as he did it, he come to me, him and his wife, one Sunday morning, grinning. He said, I come to buy your front. I said, it's not for sale, and he can't get an inch of it.
Okay. Is it a private road?
It's designated as a private road. That designation was put up about 3 years ago, I believe.
Okay.
And what it was before that time, I'm not for sure, but she ain't checking this road use map. Sheriff?
Early in the 90s, we went over to the East Mountain meeting. And my husband's established is our private drive. Because I'm trying to find the minutes now. And Gus Wilson was on the council.
Okay.
And he was married to my husband's only sister, Sybil Salter Wilson, for 50-something years before she lost him. And she said she's going through. I asked her, I said, if you find those minutes, I call it minutes, if you find those minutes, will you let me have a copy? But I've got more people on my phone.
Okay. Sheriff?
It's a private drive. She called me, Ms. Cliff called. I went and looked at it. And the only entrance to Ms. Cliff's property is down this private drive. There's a business also on that property, and they have to use this private drive. He's already tried to acquire the land from these landowners. They don't want to sell, so he's trying to block the road, kind of force them to sell. I've recommended to both parties they hire an attorney in civil action, because they're fighting over his property that's not county property. And both Ms. Cliff and Ms. Salter have been advised by my office to hire an attorney, and Ms. Cliff's in the process of working with her attorney to halt this fence building.
If the Cliffs would like to, if they would like to close that road, they can do that, Ms. Salter, as long as the other people have, the other people that are down the road have access.
Well, she has access to the other end, and I can't see where he can stop her. He told me before Thanksgiving, he said, I'll stop her from getting her, going to her entrance. I said, no, sir, you can't. He said, yes, I can. So
okay.
I can't even. Her mother even bought it years and years ago from Joe Birdwell.
Okay. Well, there's there's very little that we can do as the commissioner's court, because it is a private road. But the sheriff is right, and Commissioner Crittenden is right in advising y'all to go speak to an attorney that can.
I can't see where I own most of the property. I own my property. I have an interest at the end. But why should I have an attorney to stop that?
Well, it's just a fact of if you got someone coming on your property or using your road that you don't want using it, and that's the only way you can get them to stop.
Can I put something there where he can't cross?
Yes, ma'am, you can.
Thank you.
Does it give him access to his property?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It does?
He has access on one end, but he's trying to take access on the back end.
But it does not block, it leaves him other access?
He's trying, this is the position. He's trying to get Vivian's property for
a parking,
and she said she will not sell. I asked her. I went to where she works and talked to her. She said, I will not say. And I hope you won't.
Do you know if this...
I have enough property for that big building.
Do you know if he has an easement through this property?
She sold him the property. She allowed him to drive on that one side.
I didn't sell him anything.
Okay.
I thought you sold him that piece of property.
I did not sell him anything.
They don't have
the Jim's property on the west of there.
They don't have the right to cross the property line. Just because somebody puts a road in, you don't have a right to turn off.
Unless they got an easement.
That's right.
That's okay. But what you can do, Mr. Salter, is you can go just to the west of that fence he's put up to the back of his building there. And you could have something like somebody put something simple as a post on either side and a cable across there or a chain across there.
Thank you.
And he's still going to have access from the east side. He just won't have access east to west or west to east or whatever.
Thank you. Well, I want something for Vivian's people. If he's got him scared, I suppose. And I want something where they can get through theirself, but he can't.
If you'll continue to visit with Commissioner Crittenden, Ms. Salter, this is not on our agenda today, and while we're not really, it's okay for us to visit about it a little bit because it's not county business, and I don't think the Commissioner's Court could ever be involved in this situation. I'm glad you came, but if Commissioner Crittenden ought to continue to help you a little bit. And
yes, sir. I'll give him some pictures. They were parking in the drive. You couldn't get through either way.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Salter. The next item on the agenda is consider and take action on the recording of payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item B is payroll.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item D are our accounts payable.
I've got some discussion on those. Classes of 304, I'm sorry, the ICS classes of 300 and 400, we've got $125 in Department 411. Then when you go over to page 4, you've got the same charge under the auditor's office, Department 495.
Nine people have to go to the class, and it's being paid out of different departments.
When it shows up, when it's in different departments, it has a different code, it's going to show up. Like mine is up under there because I have to go also.
Okay.
And for me to make sure that they understand that nine people are coming, that's the definition on there, nine people for those classes. But when it comes out of the auditor's budget, it's $495, mine's $497. So it's going to show up on every one of us like that. I cannot do anything about it. So
are we going to have a total of nine that's coming out of the
that's
auditor's
correct.
Budget?
No, no. Auditor's you've got computer. $125 coming out of the computer, $125 out of mine, $125 out of the auditor's. and then the judge has two coming out of his, and then the rest, there's $500 coming out of the Sheriff's Department out of Fund 34, which is the OAS and these funds that he has.
Okay, so we've got so a total of nine that's coming, that's going to this class?
That's correct, and it's mandatory. We have to go, yes.
I understand that. So we've got $875 that's actually going to be dedicated to this ICS class, is that what I understand?
Well, yes. I mean, it's coming out of my budget.
It's 125 each for nine people.
That's for two different courses, though. That's 3 days for the first course, and then there's another course that's 2 days. And we have to sit through the whole thing.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify, make sure it was not accidentally put into different departments.
There's nine people going $125
a piece.
Move to approve, Council Payable.
Hang on just a minute.
Second.
The other question I've got here pertains to page 5 or whatever, where we were reimbursed. Somebody, page 5. Reimbursement for a 5-8 flag.
That's
the flag for the road bridge new building. The judge was able to find that on eBay. And,
okay.
They have a flag flown there.
To be flown in front of the building out there?
Yes.
It's just a reimbursement to him out of that flag.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's report, treasurer's monthly report, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Move to approve.
Also on this here, Judge, after Mr. Campbell and I was down at the conference this week, there was quite a bit of discussion pertain to our minutes of this court, and it was recommended that we do not approve those minutes until we actually sign, the court actually has signed off on the minutes. So the motion's been made or whatever, I would like to have included in it everything with the exception of the court minutes.
Are there any court minutes?
Well, we're recording the other documents, and I
are there any court minutes here to record?
But they're being filed in the clerk's office is my point. And by them being filed in the clerk's office without our signatures on there or us approving them, it was recommended to Commissioner myself that we don't approve recording of the minutes of the previous court.
There's not any minutes here for us to consider.
Okay, then how are we going to continue to allow the clerk's office
You can ask for an agenda item and we can do it properly.
Okay, up until this time here, where were we recording the minutes of the previous meetings?
We weren't. We haven't been recording the minutes.
So you're saying all the minutes that's been recorded have not been approved through court? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the sheriff's racial profiling report is in there.
Did
you make the motion? Who seconded
it? Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to record those documents. Those in favor? They're recorded. There are no JP Technology Fund expenditures under item F. So we'll move to item G, which are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item two is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes.
That's unusual.
Mr. Smith is not here. Y'all want to proceed with those?
We need the form to sign for the record, or can we sign something? Sign that after court?
We could sign it after court.
But if you prefer to wait on Mr. Smith, we can do that too.
Could somebody step out, could the sheriff or somebody step out and call him and, you know, about the officer wearing?
Sure.
Thank you, Sheriff. Did you hear from Mr. Smith?
He's at a funeral. They said that they had nobody available, so they would request that you pass, but...
All right. Commissioners, we're back on item two, which is the property foreclosed for delinquent taxes. Do y'all want to wait on Mr. Smith for our next meeting, or...
I move to do so.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to table the bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes. Those in favor?
Aye.
We will take that up at our next meeting. We'll move on to item three. Item three is to discuss and take action concerning a request by the Gilmer Area Chamber of Commerce to use the courthouse lawn for the annual Easter egg hunt on March 22nd at 11 a.m.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the use of the courthouse lawn for the annual Easter egg hunt. Those in favor?
Aye.
That motion is approved. Item four is to discuss and take action concerning a request by the Upshur County Patriots to use the courthouse lawn for a memorial service on April the 26th, 2008.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the use of the courthouse lawn on April the 26th by the Upshur County Patriots. Those in favor?
Aye.
That motion is approved. Item four is to discuss and take action to allow Calvary Baptist Church to place a movable sign on the county's drive-through property. The Calvary Baptist Church came to me and requested that they be able to place a sign on the old bank drive-through that it's a movable sign, it's not permanent, that would just say Calvary Baptist Church with an arrow that pointed down Cass Street towards their church. And I told them that I would put that on the agenda. I will tell y'all that I have spoken to TxDOT. TxDOT will not place a sign on the right-of-way that says Calvary Baptist Church. They will place a sign on the right-of-way on 271 that just, it says church with an arrow pointed down Cass Street.
Is this our sign or their sign?
Their sign.
So they just want to place a sign on property of the counties?
Yes.
Well, is that even...
Originally it had been on the property adjacent to ours, and the property owner had asked them to move it. It had been out on the highway, and so they just asked if they could do this.
Well, it's no liability to us if somebody hits it or something, is it?
No.
I'll make a motion to approve them to place the sign.
Second.
This location.
Art?
That's a question. You got to check and see if there's any kind of law regulations addressing the property to the particular church.
Yeah.
I have a little concern about utilizing county property for advertising, because it is advertising the church and have it there permanently. Whereas if they put it out there on Sunday to give directions to the church for visitors and then taking it down. That's my only concern.
Well, here again, Sheriff, Judge, we've got benches that we discussed a few months back. It's got advertisement on there. We've got trash cans sitting around out here that's got advertisement on there. I don't see where this sign's going to actually do any more than what these other...
You might open it up to where other people want to start putting signs on county property for advertising. The benches and the trash cans do offer a place for people to dispose of trash and be a comfort station
I think to allow them to get directions into their church or whatever, if it got to be an issue in the future, we could come back and revisit it at any time and request that everything be removed. But at this point in time.
Well, I agree with Mr. Williams, too. They're,
I'll just ask you a question. I'll express it.
Okay. And I have found out that it is available for a TxDOT sign there on the highway. But again, it would just say church with an arrow. No, I haven't. Any other discussion?
Are they going to leave it there all the time? Or they going to move it during the week? Or?
It was my understanding that they were going to leave it there all the time. Now we could, if that was part of the motion to place it there on Sunday morning and then remove it, we could consider it that way, but.
They're going to have church on, I would assume, on Wednesday evenings also, like the rest of the churches, and probably going to have special functions all year long. So it's, even though it describes as a movable sign, I just take it that that's not going to be a permanent sign, but nothing that you, small enough that you're going to want to go back and forth every week or twice a week minimum and set it up.
Right.
Why don't we put it on there for a time frame? We'll see. I don't mean, if we do it permanently, we can always remove it if we want to. But there's no, I don't see anything wrong with having the church sign there. But the consequences may be, somebody will come up here and how many people are going to want to put a sign there? It's political decision. Are we going to allow political signs? I mean, where will it stop? That's my only question.
Well, political signs, all you got to do is drive right down the block.
Yeah,
but
there may be somebody come ask us next week to put one of them on here.
Like I say, we can allow this to take place now and revisit it sometime in the future.
Church and state.
If it became a problem.
I believe the question is to if there's been any research or discussion as to the legality of the county promoting a specific church is probably a separation of church and state issue that, and I believe that is a concern for me. I haven't researched the issue, though, so I don't know.
Well, I understand it's county-owned property, but I'd like to see it, I'd like to see it be a difference as if they want to put this sign here in front of the courthouse as opposed to a street that's several blocks away from the county.
Still county property.
It's still county property.
Mike, well, I have another question with you. If you look this up with this truck, and three or four others come home, you want to put theirs up, then what do you do?
I mean,
there's... I would say that you put it up for this one, so we won't want to, then what do you do in that event?
Well, that's what I said a while ago. If it becomes an issue, if it becomes a problem, we can always come back and readdress it and have all the signs removed if it became an issue.
I'd like for us to table it then, to look exactly where you're going to put it, how much room.
Okay.
And you study it too. Bring it up the next meeting.
I'll second that motion.
That's why I got a motion on the floor.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Motion by Commissioner, any more discussion? Motion by Commissioner Crittenden.
Yeah, let's discuss that a minute.
Okay.
I'd rather not vote against putting the church sign out.
That's your option.
But if
still
we
on the floor.
Okay. I'm just.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell, to allow the Calvary Baptist Church to place a sign on the county's drive-through property on Cass Street. Those in favor?
Aye.
With the
except with the stipulation that it can always be removed. Everybody knows that. We need to make certain that we can move it anytime we want to.
That passes. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to apply insurance proceeds of $1,700.27 from the sheriff's vehicle claim to the sheriff's vehicle repair line item 10-560-3420.
This was insurance reimbursement for an accident that occurred a month ago, and we got reimbursed for the money and requested to be put back in the sheriff's line item for repairs.
Motion to do so.
Second.
This accident was involved in criminal life and restitution when they go to court, so we're not figuring out where restitution goes back to.
It'll subordinate back to the insurance company. Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the auditor's request. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is to discuss and take action concerning needed repairs on the Justice Center Sallyport roof.
Judge, we're trying to address this ourselves.
Okay.
And if we can't, well, then we may bring it back. We have some wind damage in our maintenance. We're going to try to fix it ourselves.
Okay. You're just making the commissioner's court aware of it?
Right.
All right.
Is it leaking or anything, causing any damage? Or?
No. It could blow off.
During those high winds, it started, some of the screws have come up a little bit, so it's short of rattling. When you open those big doors and it causes like a chimney effect and it just lifts that roof.
And we haven't done any type of maintenance on this roof, so it's not anybody's fault.
So item 7 doesn't require any action, Sheriff. Item 8 is to open bids for a repair of the courthouse roof, discuss and take any necessary action. First bid I have is from Goodwin Roofing. Yes. Four. This bid is for $82,316. That's additional?
No, sir.
You have to show me, Rick.
That'd be the waterproof.
So it's the 80 and the 49?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Total cost from Goodwin is $129,316. The next bid is from Hefner Roofing. Pittsburgh.
Mr. Hefner, you may have to help me too to make sure I get your bid right. It is the sheet on the front, does that include the waterproofing and the roof?
Yes.
All right. The Hefner roofing bid is $84,150.
That's for both? That's for waterproofing and the roof?
Yes. The next bid is from S&S Roofing. They're from Pittsburgh. Their bid is for $102,975. The last bid we have is from Curtis McKinley Roofing. Yes. Curtis McKinley bid is for $124,800. We won't know until we've had an opportunity to look at it.
I think we need to. I'll make a motion to table this so we can study these bids.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden to table the roof bids until the commissioners have had an opportunity to study those. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. We need to try to. Can I have that paper clip, brother?
Yeah.
I think that the Curtis McKinley is just one page. So, item 9, the court at this time will go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Codes annotated 551.072 to discuss real property. Well, it was, it was in the record. The court is reconvened from the executive session under item 10. Are there any motions at this time? There being no motions, I will say for the record that under the recording of various commissioner court documents, we did have a resignation letter from our extension agent, Brian Hill, and he today is his last day. That's it.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.